Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good evening and welcome to Urban Lifestyle Cafe. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother. And I'm here with my co-host, Alicia.
Hello.
And we just got back from our Marvel time with Thor Ragnarok. I didn't even know what the fuck that was. But that's what it was, and that's what we dealt with. But once again, it was a Marvel movie. So, you know, with the Marvel movies, we have to follow up and finish seeing that series going into next year from Black Panther then to Infinity Wars. But this evening we went to see Thor Ragnarok, and I gotta put this in because we got surprised when we got to the theater and Disney said no discount tickets for 2 weeks straight.
That's a damn shame.
So no, what's that?
The matinee?
No matinee, no coupons, no
nothing.
For 2 weeks straight.
Yep.
They want their dollars.
I want
all my dollars.
They want my dollars.
My best bet at breaking records is to give no discounts.
Mm-hmm.
And we drove all the way there, and it wasn't like, oh, never mind, I'll wait 2 weeks from now. Now we like, never mind. But it was well worth it. So this was critically acclaimed.
We still got a discount.
Yeah, we still did. This was critically acclaimed. I think, what was,
what?
You know, when you look up Flixster,
Rotten Tomatoes?
Tomatoes. I was going to say
Rotten Tomatoes.
Apples.
Gave it 93.
Yep. So, highly rated.
And, I mean, even the critics gave it a high rating.
So, I think the critics and the people, both was over 90. So the critics had it at 93, like you said. And looking it up real quick, I don't know what the hell is going on. But both of them was in the 90. Let's just put it that way. And so we was going to see it anyway. But they said this one was a little unique because it was the funniest one out of all of the actual Marvel movies.
It was funny.
And it was going from there. So, but it is what it is. Anywho, Thor Ragnarok. Ragnarok. So, it was all about this prophecy that Asgard was going to be destroyed. So, if it was going to be destroyed, how is that going to happen? So, what did you think of the movie, Boo?
I liked it. I really liked it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Compared to, so we saw, which one? It was the Dark something.
Well, he had no love story in there, which was cool. Mm-hmm. I've seen, you know, I hate when comic books have the love story in there.
So,
but
so this is what they do. The Marvel figured that it'll draw more women to it if they did that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, they found later that they didn't need a love story. They just needed strong female characters.
Exactly.
To draw women in, it didn't have to be a love story. Mm-hmm. But if you had strong female characters, women would be like, oh, okay, great.
Yeah, they want superheroes now.
Yeah, so female superheroes. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's always going to be female superheroes, which was really cool because they introduced one of the female superheroes in here, which was played by a young lady named Tessa Thompson, and she was one of the Valkyries. In the comic books, the Valkyries was there. I don't remember if there was one main Valkyrie. I think in the comics they still existed, but she was just like, she was like the equivalent of Wonder Woman and the Amazons. So the Valkyries were pretty much the equivalent to them. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong, especially the geeks will say, you don't know what the hell he talking about. But Tessa Thompson was badass in here. So she was really, really good.
Yeah, she sure was, man. She was kicking ass. I was impressed.
Mm-hmm.
I was she was an alcoholic and...
Yeah. And she was just capturing people just to make money. But yep. She found out she was a Valkyrie from Asgard. And that's where all of the gods, Odin, Thor, Loki, all of them was from. So let's go back to why you liked it, baby. Why did you like it? What did you find that this one was an entertaining one for you?
It was just action packed. It kept you up because they were just doing crazy shit in there. Not only that, there was just like smart remarks being funny. I mean, it was just really exciting to watch it. Then you had Cate Blanchett. I didn't even know who the hell she was. And then when, you know, seeing her, then realizing, oh my God, that's her. And you didn't even know it looked like her. The costumes was amazing.
Yeah, the costumes was really cool.
I mean,
for everybody, really.
Yeah, for everybody. That's what I was like, when I realized who she was, I was like, damn, the costumes was fucking amazing. Because it really, you couldn't tell who she was.
Mm-mm, not at all.
She had the black hair, it turned to horns.
So, I mean, straight pale face.
Yes, yes.
Really, the costume just came out.
The story was funny. The storyline was funny. Then you had the Hulk in there. It was funny. For that part was really funny. I think that was a good thing of bringing him in there. Then you had, what's his name? Stan Lee with the haircut.
Yeah.
That was funny.
But he always shows up.
What's his name from... He played the guy they were fighting. What's his name? Oh yeah, Jeff Goldblum.
He wasn't fighting.
No, he was the guy who organized
the fight. So he was the grandmaster. So
yeah.
He was the grandmaster or the head of the planet that Thor actually fell off. So let's bring it all the way back. Thor was trying, he was having these dreams, and if you remember, and I think it was the Age of Ultron, he had the dreams of Asgard being destroyed, and he was like, I gotta go back and find out what's going on. So you open it up with him actually being captured by some old demon trying to get away, I mean, put the curse away, and he thought he did by taking a helmet off of him. So he was on some old planet somewhere. So when he got back, he come to find out his brother was in charge. So this was this was like an all-star cast, once again, with all types of stars in there. Like Leisha mentioned, Cate Blanchett, Chris Hemsworth, which is Thor, Tom Hiddleston, which was Loki, Mark Ruffalo, the Hulk, Idris Elba came back as Himadol, Jeff Goldblum as the Grandmaster, the head guy
Doctor
of the
Strange.
Planet, Anthony Hopkins, who was Odin, and Benedict Cumberbatch was Doctor Strange. But so anyway, when he got back, Loki took his father Odin and brought him to Earth and tricked him to going there. And so Odin was dying because he took him from Asgard and tricked him. But then he finally lets them know that he had a daughter that he locked up for years, which was Cate Blanchett, Hela. She was the goddess of death. So she was released. And when she was released, they found that out when they was in Ireland somewhere, and they was like, oh, it's so beautiful. Ireland is beautiful, blah, blah, blah. And then Anthony Hopkins died, and he floated away. But then when Cate Blanchett showed up as Hela and was finally released, Tom Hiddleston, Loki, said, bring us back. And when they brought them back, Cate Blanchett just jumped in with them, and I forgot the name of that thing, but it was pulling them back to Asgard. But both of them got knocked out of this stream, like a big teleportation, taking them back to Asgard. And so they wind up on this planet where Jeff Goldblum was in charge and had them like gladiators. And he was just hilarious. He was really funny. But Jeff Goldblum, to me, is just weird funny anyway. But they took advantage of it. They took advantage of his quirky ways and let him be him. So one of the big things that people was really kind of careful, or I don't want to say careful, skeptical, was there's the director. His name is Taiki Waititi. I think he's from like the New Zealand and something islands from that. But he does small comedic dramas. So for him to have a major Marvel character movie, people was like, wait a minute, are you kidding me? But the natural playfulness of this movie was really, really good. So, you know, when you were saying, Leisha, it was funny, they didn't make it as a comedy. So don't think of it as it's just, they're making jokes. It was just witty lines. It was the way they reacted to certain things. It was really humorous. So it was a lot of humorous things throughout the movie. So when it died down from the action, it still was good dialogue that was humorous. So did you catch it in that way, baby?
Yeah, that's how I was thinking about it.
Yeah, so that what made it, and what made it much more better was you got these major actors kind of being silly in that way. And Mark Ruffalo, he showed up in between the portion when he changed back from being the Hulk. And so he had his time. You know, I didn't even think Idris Elba would show up, but he showed up because he was in hiding and then he was helping everyone. But he was good to go, too. But in between all of that, Benedict Cumberbatch, Doctor Strange showed up in there because I had no idea he was going to be in there. So I thought that was a really great change because he's the magic guy. He's a warlock. And he didn't want Loki, which was the god of mischievous, and he didn't want him on Earth. He was like, yo, get this dude off Earth. You know, I'll help you, but y'all got to get the hell up out of here. And that whole activity with Benedict and Chris Hemsworth was like really funny too. Did you like that part, baby?
Yeah, that was funny.
So when you moved on from there, did you see where this was going, or you just like, hey, look, I'm going to sit back and just see where this was going and just enjoy the movie from that?
Yeah, I didn't, you know, the storyline just, you know, went along with it. I mean, I wasn't trying to expect or guess how it was going to go.
Yes, which is cool because they really didn't set everything up. They gave you the basic premise. And then they said, I'm going to show you how we're going to get there, which was like interesting because, you know, sometimes, especially in the Marvel movies, I didn't read this comic book with Thor because I wasn't a big Thor fan later on when they changed the way Thor was. I wasn't a big follower there. So this was like a later, the Ragnarok series was kind of a little different from that, but I never got into the Thor part. So I was sitting back and enjoyed it from there. One of the other characters, Carl Urban, he was the executioner. He was just this guy trying to take advantage of being seen and being felt like he was important. And he's been in other movies. He's another popular, and he's from New Zealand. I didn't know he was from New Zealand.
Who's that?
The guy Carl Urban, he played in like the Star Trek series. Remember, he was mm-hmm. Scotty. He played Scotty on the Star Trek series, the new movie Star Trek series. So that's who he was. He also was in a Lord of the Rings and some other BS stuff. But I remember his face more so as being Scotty in the Star Trek series. And so I knew he was a familiar face. I was like, I know this guy from somewhere. But, yep, and he was in there too. Loki, Tom Hiddleston, he played his always entertaining role. Anthony Hopkins showed up and it was like, yeah, it was cool. He played his part in small ways. But they had some cameo roles in it, which I thought was really kind of interesting too. And I misjudged one of them. But doing a scene that Tom Hiddleston was disguising as Anthony Hopkins, he was having a play of when Loki died and his and Thor was laying over him, and it was what, Matt Damon?
Yeah, Matt Damon.
Matt Damon and Chris Hemsworth's brother was playing him, and then it was Tom Neal as Anthony Hopkins. So as soon as you saw them, you're like, what the hell? And then you see that these actors was playing the other actors that was in a Marvel comic book. I mean, in the Marvel series. But it, that, to me, once again, this director had free reign to kind of say, I want to just bring in some cameo people in here. Which was really, really interesting that he was able to pull in these characters in that way, or these actors to just play these small roles and say, hey, you want to be in the comic book? Hey, here's a small role right here. Nothing major, just something so you can show up and go from there. So I thought that was pretty cool, too. But what about when they got to the planet? What did you catch out of that, baby? Because that was a whole different scene where... Tessa Thompson and Hulk was there and all of that. What was that interesting to you there?
I mean, as it was going, I was watching it as it was going along. I mean, the story, like I said, the storyline was really good. I was just, you know, it's an action movie, you know. So overall, you know, it was good. I can't really say any too much about it. I mean, it was a comic book movie. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you go, you know, I watch it as it go along. But the actual visual of the whole thing, the stadium with all those people in there, mm-hmm. and
the big hologram.
Yeah, the hologram was really amazing. That was cool as hell.
Because it showed up everywhere. Mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. He showed up in the middle of the stadium. He showed up on the outside of the stadium. He showed up on the side of the building.
Yeah, it's like he's lived in the building.
So it was.
He
like,
didn't go nowhere. No. You know, he just like Goldblum. That's his name. Goldblum.
Yeah, Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, he was just
the Grandmaster. Yeah.
Yeah, he just was in. Right there, just, you know, he didn't do nothing. He was, but he walked around on a.
He like hovered around on his little thing, and then had that other lady that was with him that wanted to kill Tessa.
He's like, no, I don't want to do that.
I don't want to do that. I don't want to dissolve her. He didn't do anything wrong. Yes. Goodness, that wasn't a. So it was great, funny lines in there. So, and they was like, this is like one of the funniest Marvel one, but I don't think anything beats Deadpool. That just was the funniest thing to me, and maybe because it was just quick quirks all throughout the movie, so that movie was made to be funny with the action. This was a little more natural, humorous. It was naturally funny in certain ways, and it wasn't like they intentionally was making jokes, where Deadpool, he was intentionally being sarcastic and funny at the same time. So pretty different. And then, but I did think it was funnier than Guardians of the Galaxy. So I
think?
Yeah. I thought it was
okay.
I think it was much more funnier than Guardians. I think Guardians of the Galaxy was funny in a cute side of way. You know what I mean? Because you had the what's his name? Groot. You had the raccoon. You had, they was just doing little things that was funny, you know. But here, it was almost everyone had an opportunity to be funny because it was how it was written. So everyone had some kind of humorous quirk or the way they looked at a certain time. It was natural for everyone to be that way, whereby on Guardians of the Galaxy, there were certain characters that were funny. So that's what I think made this one a lot funnier. So out of all the series, like the Avengers, the Thors, the Iron Man, Hulk, all of those, yeah, this one I have to say was absolutely the funniest one.
I think Guardian of the Galaxy for me was funnier than this.
Okay. Yeah, just a taste. Yeah, that's just taste. But to me, this one was written way funnier. So if you find any of, what's his name? Taiki Waititi. If you find anything, it was, what was his movie? What We Do in the Shadows, which was really hilarious. It was vampires. They was filming a documentary on vampires and how they hung out in the house and they dressed up and did what they did. But it was just so funny. I thought that was, but it was a highbrow funniness that if you didn't understand that kind of humor, it wouldn't be as funny. But he's a really good director that directs some really, really good stuff. But yeah, so I think the director did such a good job with this. This is well worth it. I think it did $121 million. Yeah, he's a New Zealand film director. He's from New Zealand. Yeah, about $121 million. Probably would have got more than that, but less people probably went because they was paying full price, even for the kids, I guess. But that's how that went. But overall, really, really, I also liked it because it showed Thor's true power, which was the god of thunder and lightning and all. So except for in the other series, he was more so just Thor with a hammer, a strong guy with a hammer that fought. Well, this one showed his true potential, which he was had lightning and you know, and all of that. So they finally said this guy is more than the strong god with a hammer. Because I always thought that was just dumb because he was a lot more than what they showed him in the other Marvel movies. So, but I found that one interesting too. Any other interesting things that kind of stood out for you, Bill?
No. I mean, like I said, it was really good. It was action packed. The special effects was awesome. The costumes was amazing. It was real good.
Yep. So yeah. So it was very entertaining. If you wanted to say, it wasn't a Winter Soldier. It wasn't a Civil War. It was the typical line of Marvel superhero movies. So action. Basic storyline, ending to the story. So one of the things that kind of messed me up was the portion at the end, you know, because they always show you that end credit thing. I don't know what that was. So I'm going to have to look that up online because, you know, there's 50 million geeks who will give you the answer to what that was and what happened. But don't wait till all the way to the end because it's nothing other than Jeff Goldblum talking to the people. So it's no, here's something that you can look forward to. But there's the first one that's going to give you something that kind of throws you off. So just be prepared for that too. So that's all I got. Anything else, Booby?
Nope, that's it.
So, Urban Lifestyle Cafe, our movie review of Thor Ragnarok, Bougie Black Bro, Twitter and Instagram. Look for our other podcasts under Bougie Black Brother Network or Bougie Black Brother. Our movies are, which is this, our wine, our tech, and our wine is Urban Wine Life. Our tech is Women Tech Talk, right?
Women Tech Talk. No, Women Tech Talk.
Yes, Women Tech Talk.
Yes, Women Tech Talk.
Women Tech Talk are Millennium Money Management with our Money Management Series with Young Millennials. Our Hidden Gems with a couple of interviews with just entrepreneurs. Entrepreneurs at out. Look for a new edition. Welcome to the Wall podcast has joined the Bougie Black Brother Network, which is a bunch of millennials talking about issues that they see that are important or something that they really wanted to talk about. That's really almost a free-for-all, but really important to see perspective of how young millennials see things. So we can welcome them to there. And we're looking forward to a couple of other ladies bringing in their perspective in a couple of other podcasts as well. But kind of join us for all of them. But we'll be back with a couple of other movies before the end of the year and maybe two more TV series. Because, you know, Stranger Things is out and we didn't really say anything on the first one. But we got to see the second. And we'll come at you for the second season of that. But other than that, thank you for stopping by Urban Lifestyle Cafe. And we will see you next time. Thank you.
Bye.
See you.